Namaste. Welcome to Satsang. I wanted to discuss the direct method for waking up and living as the truth of who we are, what we are. And it's the same thing I'm always talking about, but my kind of role is to try to package it differently so that each different way we hear it, it's going in. After a certain amount of repetitions, the consciousness, the self that you really are, the infinite self, begins to act upon that. So it never hurts to hear the truth again over and over. In fact, it helps. We don't learn as the self in the same way that we would learn and study a degree in something. It's not about how much can I remember and cram into my memory. It's more about hearing the truth over and over and doing our best to apply it from wherever we are in our journey. And then that hearing of the truth becomes clearer and easier, and the application becomes more and more effortless and automatic. So I want to talk about the self today and do some direct seeing, some meditation. There's a very fine line between those two in the end. Just to perhaps look at it in an easier way than we might have considered possible for us. The self has often been called the attentionless place, where we're not paying attention to anything in particular. And this is really the kind of doorway into recognizing and being that I want to really look at today. All of us are interested in finding out what we are and living as that, because it brings peace. It brings an absence of suffering. It brings an inability to contract into a negative state anymore, or to contract around a negative state, first and foremost. What does that mean in reality? Does it mean an empty mind, a quiet mind, absence of thoughts? Pretty much eventually, but before that, there is a much easier stage which will lead to the end of suffering, which is the absence of any ability to believe any thoughts. So thoughts can be coming and going just as quickly as they are now for us, just as plentiful. But can you imagine for a moment if you couldn't pay attention to any particular thought or object at all? So paying attention to something is the cause of suffering. Paying attention to some thing, to some object. The objects that bother us most when we pay attention to them are our own thoughts. So it's possible to move through any experience in life and to not suffer, whether that experience is what people will call good or bad or awful or heavenly, hellish. It's really our own thoughts about what's going on that we keep experiencing. Whatever thoughts we're paying attention to, we're going to experience the corresponding emotion that goes along with that thought, and the reflecting experience in and as our life, in and as our relationships, our journey to awakening, our finances, our career, everything will reflect the predominant ideas that we're holding on to. And how do we hold on to thoughts then? What is it when we believe a thought? And how do we undo our ability to believe a thought? What is that crux of the matter that when we achieve it, we find that any thought can arise in mind and it has no effect upon us at all? We can listen to it if we want to. Some thoughts are, of course, useful. But the vast majority of our thought process is repetitive, and it is usually some negative version of reality, and it's a commentary that when we pay attention to it, we're going to experience. Whether we're paying attention to thoughts because we're believing them or because we've seen they're not real and we wish they would go away, we're still paying attention. And that's not going to lead to peace. So how do we turn that around in a very simple and practical way? We're just going to do a little experiment here, which you can all follow along with, just to illustrate a point that we don't necessarily have to have our attention going where our senses are going, where our mind is going. So just as an example, if you pick any object in the room that you're sitting in, it can be any object at all, it can be some completely insentient thing, and let your eyes rest upon it. It doesn't matter what it is, but as your eyes rest upon that object, you can at the same time, without moving your eyes away from the object. So I'm looking at a cushion now on my sofa, and as I look at my cushion, I can become aware of the space around the cushion, around the sofa. I can become aware of the space that the sofa and the cushion are appearing in. So let's just practice this now without taking your eyes off of something, not trying hard, just let your gaze rest on an object. You can at the same time notice that your attention can notice. You can be looking at the cushion or whatever it is and be aware of the space around it. And this is something that most of us haven't really learned that it's even possible to do, that I can let my senses focus upon an object, and at the same time, my attention can be aware of the formlessness, the space, spaciousness around and inside that object, that I can kind of allow my attention to relax and not pay attention to any particular thing. That these two things are actually different, that what my eyes are looking at and what I am focused upon can be very, very different. So let's just prove that to ourselves one more time. Pick a different object. You can even use your own body, just becoming aware of your own body, noticing your body and noticing the space around it in which it is appearing. And as you practice this, it gets easier and easier and more obvious that this is some faculty that we've always had. We just haven't really perhaps known it was there. We haven't really noticed. So no matter what our senses are focused upon, we can still experience the peace of having our attention in a very open and relaxed way. Attention can actually look at one particular thing. So it can really zoom into that object and pay attention to it. Or attention can open up and be aware, not paying attention to anything. Or if you prefer, paying attention to the formlessness, the emptiness that is around any particular object. And as we begin to do this, it will become clearer that we can spend our whole life like this. We can actually have our attention resting in the attentionless way, where we're not paying attention to anything, even when our eyes are looking at something. We can do it right now with our sense of hearing as well, if we want to join along. So as I'm speaking, you can just be listening. You don't necessarily have to listen to these words. You're just listening in an open way. And there's an openness about your listening, so you can hear every sound in your environment. You can hear a kind of silence in the background as well. And you can also hear the words you're not having to fixate upon any particular sound. Again, attention is open, the listening is open. So attention has these two modes of being. So we can zoom it in and contract around an object, or we can practice, which is really what meditation is, a direct meditation, to just notice the spaciousness, the formlessness, the beingness, the consciousness, the self, whatever we want to call it, in which any particular object is arising. It's good to practice like this on objects, on sounds. If you hear a car passing outside, does it stop you hearing the words I'm speaking at the same time? Does it have to be that you only listen to one sound at once? Or is there a much more open way, an attention-less way, where you're not zoning in on one thing? Because that is really what causes suffering. When we only remember how to zoom in like this. And of course, the most beneficial way we can use this practice, okay, when it comes to paying attention to thoughts, most of us, very similar to looking at the cushion or the sofa, when a thought arises in our mind, there is no option at all for most of us except to pay attention to that thought. And some thoughts, there is a lot of attention goes to that thought for a very long time, so much so that we don't even recognize that thought consciously going through our mind. We just experience the emotion and then the reflecting experience of that. So what would it be like then if the thought popped up in our mind and we still practice this attentionless, we're paying attention to the nothingness rather than the thingness of the thought. The thought can be there, and we're noticing the empty space in which it's arising. So we're not fighting with any thought. We're not making it go away. We're not really trying to do anything with it at all. We're just recognizing that we have a choice in that moment, whether to really look at that thought, and then we'll experience that thought, or whether to let the thought be there and practice opening our attention outwards or into this very open way. And this is switching from this one method of attention, paying attention to something, to allowing attention to rest openly in the nothingness, the emptiness, which is really accessible just by starting with the empty space around any object. And allowing that to become a habit, allowing the body mind to begin to slow down. And we pay attention to the formlessness, the nothingness, the emptiness. We begin to relax, we begin to feel calmer, we begin to feel quieter. And perhaps most importantly, when we're paying attention to nothingness, to awareness, whatever we're calling it, the self, we cannot be paying attention to that thought at the same time. Attention has two modes, either contracts around something or it opens up. And it cannot do both at the same time. And even better news is that once we've practiced opening attention up, and we keep doing that, and we keep doing that, it becomes a habit. At some point, it becomes a habit. And just by doing this simple thing over and over again, there comes a point where, probably without even noticing it's happened, you find that you cannot contract around an object. What does that mean? You cannot believe any thought at all. Thoughts may be there. And then it's your choice then whether to pay attention to them or not. But even if you do listen to that thought, immediately after you've finished with that thought and it's disappeared again, as thoughts come and go, attention automatically and effortlessly reverts back to this openness by default. Your default setting has changed. Most people's default setting is to, as soon as a thought pops up, to close around it. And that makes us feel small. And it makes us experience that thought as if it's very, very real. So could awakening then, could self-realization, could effortless awareness of awareness constantly be simply this? Could it simply be that we have practiced and trained ourselves to separate attention from what our senses are perceiving and separating attention from what our mind is thinking and what our body is feeling? And that has just become a habit. And like with any habit, it takes a little reminding and remembering at first. But like any habit, it becomes habitual, automatic, and effortless eventually, after a much shorter time than you would imagine. Because really, the only objects that really give us trouble is our thoughts, when we believe our thoughts, not even our thoughts, but believing those thoughts. The simple habit of attention automatically going to and contracting around this thought, that really is belief. That's the believing process right there. And if you've trained your attention to stay open, no matter what thought arises, there's no capacity for you to automatically believe a thought. And as that settles in, you're in effortless, constant peace, which deepens into love, and that deepens into joy. And then clarity and compassion and all the usual things that we would associate with awakening. And as that deepens, as that settles, that thoughts are just coming and going, and you can't even actually pay attention to them if you wanted to, really. At least not only to them. After a while, you begin to notice that mind is going quiet by itself. There isn't any paying attention to thoughts. And thoughts are just happening, and some are useful. Then all of the useless thoughts are going to fade away. What we tend to do is to try to push away those thoughts first. When they go away, says our egoic sense of self, when mind goes quiet, then I'll stop believing thoughts. But it has to be the other way around. I have to stop believing those thoughts first. And then I can come to some sense that mind begins to fall into silence on its own. It is our interest in the mind that is proliferating and propagating the thought stream, endless thoughts. Either that attention, that interest, is because we're believing those thoughts at first, but most importantly, perhaps when we've seen that they're not true, but we still don't know how to stop paying attention to them. So when I really got this, it became really clear that awakening for me was really doable. It really was a habit to cultivate. It began to change my entire life. As I stopped believing these thoughts, I stopped feeling the resulting negative emotions. Naturally, when we're not investing energy in these thoughts, our emotional state is better and our experience begins to reflect back to us. Our relationships, our family, our career, everything begins to reflect back to us that peace that comes from. Peace is simply not being able to believe any thought. And do you have to sort through and unbelieve or disbelieve or unsubscribe every single thought? No, that would take forever. You'd never get to the end. Instead, here's a simpler way of learning to open attention up whilst mind is still actively in the thought process. It doesn't need to take that long. And if you would just devote yourself to this for 30 days, you would see probably 90, 80% of your thought process you cannot believe anymore. And it would continue past that, getting easier and easier. So we can practice right now. If we just watch for the next thought that arises, whatever that thought is, and then as it arises, we can just shift our attention to the space in which it's appearing. We can do it with any emotion too that arises. We can notice the emotion and notice the stillness in which that emotion is moving by contrast. Any experience that comes and goes, good or bad, we can contrast that, open our attention up to the formless space in which it's occurring. If there's an argument with another being and you and another being, you can shift attention to the spaciousness in which your body and the other body is appearing. And what I really want to get across is the fact that this is just a habit. Just because we've done this our entire life, and just because we haven't known there's a different way for attention to be, a much more effortless way, doesn't mean that it's any harder to begin to change that right now. So when we're paying attention to awareness, when we're paying attention to silence, stillness, consciousness, the self, by whatever name we're calling it, it's really the attentionless state where we're not paying attention to anything, any object, any thought, any movement. And it's effortless because we're not having to get rid of the movement, the change, the becomingness. We're just noticing that our attention can be separate to it. We don't have to contract automatically and immediately around it. And as I began to really take this on board, I began to really realize what the formlessness is, that it's not a thing, and that we can pay attention to nothingness just as easily. We can do it right now. You can notice the empty space in the room that you're sitting in, paying attention to the nothingness just like that. We didn't have to do 25 years of yoga to get there. We just shifted our way, our mode of paying attention. I can focus on an object in the room, or I can pay attention to the nothingness in the room. One of those costs us a lot of energy. The other one is effortless, easy, and becomes a habit. So we're just replacing the habit of using only this first mode of attention with the second one. You cannot do both at the same time. And as you start to practice opening up attention, you begin to feel the benefits of it immediately. And after 30 days, it becomes a habit to do that. It becomes a sense that anything I'm paying attention to with my senses, my attention doesn't have to contract around that. So let's just take a few moments now just to watch for a thought arising. And then you can just practice shifting attention to the nothingness that is appearing in. Empty space, if it's more accessible to just call it empty space at first, that's totally okay. It's really the same. Can we pay attention in this open way? As we begin to do this, it's actually the most relaxing and fun and simple form of meditation or self-inquiry, whatever we want to call it, really. And it'll relax the body too, it'll relax the mind. Even while everything in your mind, everything in your body, everything in your world hasn't changed at all, peace is available right now from this very simple shift of how we're paying attention. It's open. It's free. There is never a time when we have to pay attention to the thought, to the object. That is only a habit that we've cultivated. And it can be undone by cultivating this new habit. Here is the unsubscribe button to the entire mind and its contents. Here is the way to step out of believing a thought and allowing awareness, tension, awareness, same thing here, to come back into its effortless resting place where it's not paying attention to anything at all. It's aware of everything, but it's not paying attention to anything in particular. All that's coming and going is just arising inside awareness, inside attention. And you're not zooming in to any particular thing. It's possible when this becomes a habit to move through your entire day this way. And this is how we are in deep sleep. In deep sleep, there's nothing to pay attention to. There's no thing to pay attention to. And we're paying attention to nothingness in deep sleep. That's why it's so relaxing, so enjoyable. And we can learn to do this in the waking state right now, in its utter simplicity. It's different to how we're taught to focus, to function as human beings. But when I really began to understand this, I began to realize just how available awakening is. Awakening is only when this has become a habit, when this has become effortless, continuous. So our ears can hear a sound like these words and be aware of the silence in the background. Also, we're aware of the silence. We can watch a thought arise, notice the space it's occurring in. Just practicing like this is going to bring a lot of results. Just watching as a thought forms in your mind, seeing if there are any thoughts. And just gently shifting attention to the space the thought is appearing in. A very, very simple thing to do. As we begin to pay attention to the emptiness, the formlessness, the space. Naturally, the coming and goingness of all things becomes a little less in the forefront. It begins to move to the background. And the spaciousness, the formlessness becomes more and more clear and obvious. And everything that's happening and moving and changing and coming and going is just happening and moving and changing and coming and going. And less we have this sense that we have to manage it. We're just watching it unfold. So I hope you have had a taste of the simplicity of this way, which all direct meditation is pointing towards, that there isn't any greater or more difficult skill than this, that them in this has become habitual, it also becomes effortless. It also becomes continuous. That from that point forward, anything can arise in your mind, anything at all, any thought, good, bad, or ugly, and it will begin to become clear that it cannot touch you, that thoughts are happening inside you rather than to you. The sense that my mind is attacking me is really because we're contracting around the thoughts. It feels like it's happening to us. But there is a whole universe of difference in how we feel, how our life is, when we know that thoughts are happening inside the spaciousness that we are. And we've forgotten how to pay attention to them only. We are absolutely free in that moment, even before the habit is formed. From the very first moment we open our attention up in this way, we'll experience freedom. And it may come and go at first as we contract around thoughts. There's just the habit to form there. Sergio?
First of all, I want to deeply thank you again and again, endlessly, for the simplicity and reminding us how easy it is to be the self, to abide in the self. I've been looking, and since May of last year, I came to know you, and it was just finally to understand that awakening was here, available for me and now. I wanted to express this gratitude.
Thank you. Lovely. Thank you very much for that.